sacred spirit would intrude upon the waters dark and rude, and bid the angry tumult cease, and give all wild confusion peace. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. Oh, Trinity of love and power, oh, brethren, shield in dangers from rock and tempest, fire and foe, protect them wheresoe'er they go. And
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all, to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's, for our service of home worship on this 10th Sunday after Trinity. It's really lovely that you are able to join us as we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer and praise of our Heavenly Father. We have been enjoying a wonderful summer, but in our Gospel reading today, Matthew tells us of the storm on the lake when Jesus came to his disciples and calmed the storm, calmed their fears. And as we come before our Heavenly Father, we bring to him all that weighs heavy upon us and all that is of care and concern to us. We lay them at his feet as we pray together. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty.
Let your merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and that they may obtain their petitions, make them to ask such things as shall please you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the first book of the Kings. At that place he came to a cave and spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." And the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall kill, and whoever escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the response to Psalm 85. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and will make a path for his steps. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is to bring Christ down. Or, 'Who will descend into the abyss?' That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified. And one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The Lord, the same Lord, is Lord of all, is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Take heart, it is I, says the Lord. Do not be afraid. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was alone there, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking toward them on the lake. But when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Immediately after the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus retreated to the mountain to pray. First, he had sent his disciples ahead of him to the other side of the lake. And as he prayed, a storm blew up, and the boat carrying the disciples was battered by the wind. Matthew tells us how Jesus, in the midst of the storm, came to the disciples, walking toward them on the lake. It was an unbelievable sight which terrified the disciples, who thought that it was a ghost. Jesus, seeing their fear, reached out to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And it was Peter who answered Jesus. At Jesus' command, Peter left the boat and began to walk toward Jesus. But buffeted by the wind and fearing for his life, Peter began to sink, and called out to Jesus, "Lord, save me." Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. When Jesus and Peter returned to the boat, the wind ceased and calm was restored. When Peter's life was threatened as he walked toward Jesus, his faith failed him and he began to sink beneath the waves. When he called out to Jesus for help, Jesus reached out to him and held him, gave him the strength to return to the boat. When the crisis was over, calm was restored. What a wonderful, wonderful story of encouragement for us. Jesus did not promise his followers an easy life. They would face trauma, he told them, persecutions, threats of all kinds. But he did promise that he would walk alongside them, guiding and strengthening them for the journey of life. And there will be times in all our lives when the storms of life threaten us and our sense of well-being. Illness, bereavement, loneliness, economic hardship, persecution, bullying, and mockery can sometimes threaten to overwhelm us and cause our faith to fail or cause us to doubt as we ask why. And it is at times like this that this story of Peter and the storm can bring us such comfort and encouragement. When we find it hard to sense the presence of Jesus during the dark times of our lives, we, like Peter, only need to call out to him, "Lord, save us," and he will make his presence known. He will reach out to us as he reached out to Peter and the disciples. He will make his presence known. He will speak the same words to us. "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." He will reach out to us, and the storms that threaten to overwhelm us will no longer seem quite so frightening as he restores to us an inner sense of calm and peace. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May the church be faithful to its calling of bringing the good news of Christ to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, the Sudan, the Holy Land, and throughout the Middle East, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved. We pray for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace. They shall be called God's children. Peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all once again for joining us, our family here in Getligaer, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful week to come, and I do hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.